What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so scattered showers around the area. Some rain was around earlier. I don't see much in the way of rain in the immediate downtown area, but I can only see one view. And out of our studio windows, it looks pretty good. But you might be in some heavy rain this afternoon. So again, drive carefully. If you're in it, we've got an increased chance of rain today, tomorrow, and I think on Thursday. And then we go to that 40% chance of rain, typical summertime pattern. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. I posted a new video on Substack. And if you haven't joined me there yet, I hope you will. And I want many of you to become subscribers because we're going to save some of the best stuff for the subscribers. But you can just join me now if you want to. It's just go to Substack.com and find Scoot on the air. And I'm really excited about that. It's a different audience. And if you're into hate, if you're into that kind of passionate hate and name calling and getting personal, just keep your ass on Facebook, okay? This is a whole different thing. This is for people who want to have a debate. It's for differing opinions. You can have a different opinion, but you know we're going to block you. I have a social media manager, and she is on top of this, and she is going to block you immediately if you get into the hate. We don't need you. We don't want you, and they don't want you on Substack, but. If you want to hear some, first of all, you get really great breaking news on Substack. And also, you are going to just be able to have good conversations. And you can disagree with people. But as long as you don't get into, as long as you don't get into the hate, everything's going to be cool. But I would love for you to join me there. Let me take a sip of tea here. I just had a sip of this coconut milk smoothie, and it's got some
coconut chunks in it.
Yeah, it's got stuff in it, and it's in my throat. So
I stopped at the little convenience store we got downstairs on the way in, and I got I was like, oh, should I get like a Gatorade or a Mountain Dew or something? And you know what I got?
What?
I got a coconut water because you mentioned
coconut
last
water
week
is great for you.
You've been on the coconut water train.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get some coconut water too. It was delicious, very hydrating. I don't mind the little coconut chunks if you're ready for them. Of course.
Yeah, I shouldn't have taken a sip right before I was going on the air because they do get caught in your throat. But yeah, no, it's good stuff. And I don't even want to say where I get it because it's hard to get it because they can't keep it on the shelves. So I'm not going to say where I get mine. But I love my coconut water, and when I see it on the shelves, I buy a lot of it because I'll drink at least two a day. But it's really great for dehydration. Hey, look, guys. You know, you ever meet a girl in a bar, take her home? Just ever take somebody home that you didn't really know very well? I hate to admit that I'm guilty of this, but I've done this. I'm not doing this now, but I've done this plenty, plenty times. But I always was aware of the idea that you have to be careful. You have to be really, really careful. A Nashville man was out, and he picks up a woman in a bar. and he brings her home. The girl's 24 years old. He brings her home, and then he finds his $30,000 Rolex watch stolen. So, you know, if you don't really know somebody and you're thinking with the wrong head and you bring somebody home, you better be cautious. You better be careful. You better be aware that, in fact, look, don't doze off while she's in the room. Stay awake until she leaves. That's what you need to do. And again, the other thing, as I said at the beginning of the show, the other thing that stands out to me about this is just spending $30,000 on a freaking watch. And I know for a lot of people, a Rolex is a status symbol. I don't get it. I like nice watches. I like the watches that I have. But man, I just, there's nothing, it's a personal thing. If you have Rolexes, good for you. But $30,000 for a Rolex, I don't know. I don't understand that status symbol. I mean, you know, a lot of these people wear like coats and ties, and that includes a long sleeve shirt. Well, how often is your Rolex covered up with a long sleeve shirt? I guess it's good in the summertime where you've got short sleeves on, everybody can see your Rolex watch. I'll tell you what, if I had a $30,000 watch, I'd want everybody to see it all the time. I'd want it like, you know, stuck to my forehead or something. I want everybody to see it. Anyway, this is what can happen to you. I mean, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful who you bring home. You know, you think, oh, hey, they're great. They're going home. Look, you know what? And the other thing is, if they went home with you, you don't think they'll go home with somebody else too? Or that they've gone home with a lot of other people? The guy got his watch back, which is good news. All right.
You'd wear a watch stuck to your forehead?
Well, I mean, if I spend a $30,000 watch, I mean, I'd want to wear it like a headlight, you know? I mean, I'd want to wear it. I don't want it just dangling on my arm, or I'd never, you know, wear I'd never wear a long sleeve shirt.
Well,
just short sleeve shirt.
You've always been very fashion forward, to great success, I might add. We'll all be waiting with bated breath to see how the watch on the forehead look.
Well, wait. I'm not spending $30,000. I'm not spending $20,000 on a Rolex. Can you pick up a cheap Rolex for like $10,000?
I don't own anything in my life that's even close to worth $30,000. And if I did, I wouldn't wear it on my wrist into the world.
Well, the other thing is, look, I mean, a lot of people like it. And if you like it, if you're into Rolexes, I'm not criticizing you.
Sure.
I'm just saying it's not my deal.
Not me.
I don't think they're that great. I mean, and how easy is it to have a fake Rolex and have it look good? I mean, you can get a fake Rolex and they look pretty good.
I guess, yeah, if you have the money to spend on a $30,000 Rolex and you want to do that, great. It's America. You earned that money. You should show off. But I wouldn't wear it like out into, you know, wear it like at the country club or if you go to like a nice dinner at an exclusive restaurant. Save it for, you know, like special occasions. I hope that you're not just wearing it out on the town at some downtown Nashville bar. It seems like asking for
Yeah, bringing this girl home and she goes, oh, the guy's got a Rolex.
Yoink.
You know, yeah. I mean, you boink her and, you know, you got to stay awake. You got to stay awake till she leaves.
The old boink and yoink.
Yeah, you got to stay awake till she leaves because, you know, you never know what's going to happen. All right, so we've been talking about the military parade. The parade was a flop. But that is no reflection on our U.S. military. It is not. It is a rejection of the idea that Donald Trump put himself in a position to be perceived as a dictator. Because it is dictators, it is not presidents that have military parades all the time. We're talking about, and I said that I respect President Trump for leaving the G7 meeting in Calgary. Maybe he was bored of the city. It's in Canada. And he went back to Washington, D.C. He's in the Situation Room. I guess Wolf Blitzer is there somewhere. He's in the Situation Room at the White House, and they're talking about U.S. involvement. And maybe the U.S. is already involved in the conflict between Israel and Iran. The president has said that Iran is very close to having a nuclear weapon. We don't want them to have a nuclear weapon because they can't be trusted, because they're wackos. They're maniacal. And they'll use the damn thing. So we do need to prevent that from happening. But A majority of Americans in a recent poll say that they do not want the United States involved. Apparently, we've already been involved in helping Israel knock some of the Iranian missiles out of the sky. But I don't know if it's happened yet. Israel has said today that they are going to hit a special target in Iran today. So we'll have to see. I saw some of the video of the bombings of the planes and the trucks, and it's, even though it's not vivid, it's not graphic, it's amazing to see that operation taking place. We've also been talking about the Minnesota shooter and the shootings in Minnesota, and how so many people on the right are desperately, and I mean desperately, trying to say that the shooter, Vance Belter, was a Democrat. He's a Republican. He is a diehard Trump-supporting Republican. But that doesn't speak for all diehard Trump-supporting Republicans. And so the Democrats are, you know, both sides try to point fingers, but nobody does it more than the right-wing radicals. And just listen to what's going on. And they're trying to say that this guy, including Donald Jr., is trying to say that this guy is a Democrat. He's not. He's a Republican, and that's hard for a lot of Republicans to take. But you know, if you're not one of those Republicans like this guy, then you just call him out and distance yourself from him. And I always distinguish between the right-wing radicals that we talk about and Republicans and conservatives in general. So, you know, that's going on. And then, you know, we live in a time where political violence is quite real. And I think there was a problem at the No Kings protest over the weekend in Detroit. But that was when a motorcycle gang confronted the protesters. The protesters themselves did not cause problems. So as far as I know, it was a relatively peaceful weekend of protesting all over the country. In fact, when you look at the people that showed up for the military parade, and you look at the people that showed up at even one big No Kings protest, you can't even compare the two. You can't even compare the two. So there is a lot of opposition to this president, and we'll have to see where this goes from here. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also coming up this hour, we're going to talk about child grooming is now a crime in Louisiana, and the governor has signed it. It's a crime. We're going to talk about this afternoon as well. If you're on hold, hang on. We're coming right back with your calls. We'll get to some of your text messages as well. All right. Again, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. All right. On this day in 2008, Katy Perry released her first major label album. It was titled One of the Boys, and one of the hit singles was I Kissed a Girl. The album also included other big hits. But look, here's what's interesting about Katy Perry. Katy Perry was Katie Hudson. She was the daughter of two Pentecostal ministers. She grew up in a very strict religious household that banned secular music, and they even went out and picketed pop concerts. She had to sneak CDs in her room that she got from her friends. At 16, she released a self-titled album. She was applauded for her vocals and her lyrical maturity. It was a commercial failure, but it was a gospel album. She moved to Los Angeles to pursue a pop career. She adopted her mother's maiden name, Perry, so she wouldn't be confused with Kate Hudson, because her name was Katie Hudson. So she took her mother's maiden name, Perry, and she was Katy Perry. The song I Kissed a Girl was about, you know, experimenting with bisexuality after a night of party. It caused a lot of commotion in the gospel community because she had been a gospel singer. And there was one church marquee that read, I kissed a girl and I liked it, and then I went to hell. Christian media bashed Katy Perry, talking about her sinful transformation, and really warned parents that this can happen to your kids too. Katy Perry has gone on, obviously, to become a huge success. But she grew up in a very strict religious Christian home where they maybe just pushed it a little too far, and she rejected it, and this was her first big hit, as far as I know. But One of the Boys was her debut album on a major album, and this was the big hit off that album. Well, there were other big hits, but this was the first big hit. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, on the Scoot calendar, does June 17th mean anything to you? All right, this is the day of the Watergate break-in in 1972. But on this day in 1994, what happened? June 17th, that ring a bell? On this day in 1994, we were glued to the television screen because this is the day that O.J. Simpson fled. And as black and white police cruisers pursued the white Bronco on Interstate 405 in Los Angeles, it was a slow-speed chase. O.J. Simpson and his friend Al Collins was driving, and O.J. Simpson was in the back. I mean, this guy displayed every behavior of a guilty person, and yet he ended up getting off. Amazing. But this is the day in 1994 we were glued to our TV sets. In the middle of the day, watching the slow speed chase, the best joke that ever came out of that, because he was in a Bronco. Oh, it was a white Bronco. The best joke that ever came out of that was, what do O.J. Simpson and the Denver Broncos have in common? They both had a slow white Bronco. Because John Elway was the quarterback, and he was kind of slow. Or what is John Elway and O.J. Simpson have in common? They're both white, have something to do with white, slow white Broncos or something like that. Because, yeah, he was not the fastest quarterback. Look, Donald Trump has posted something very disturbing. He has posted something about re-migration. It is used by white nationalists to talk about a community. Donald Trump has said, "I'm reversing invasion. It's called remigration." And he talks about the courageous ICE officers who are daily subjected to murder threats and all kinds of things. But he said they're heroes. and they need to carry out their mobile mission. But isn't it interesting that Donald Trump is changing the mission, because now he says that he's not going to attack businesses that have workers who have been there for a long time or something like that. I mean, it's all kind of vague. I think this is the taco plan. Once again, it's another Trump taco plan. Because, you know, he says he's going to go in and get everybody who's illegal. And now he says, well, you know, if these companies have people that are working there, we're going to let them go. Well, how is that fair? You know, somebody's working for a company. I mean, how is that fair? They're still here illegally. So Donald Trump is going back on that promise. But remigration is a term used, again, as I say, by white nationalists. It's terminology that's popular in far-right circles around the world. It's used in right-wing sections of Europe. And it basically means the mass deportation of immigrants in the name of restoring a national identity. And this has got to be the brainchild of Stephen Miller. And Geraldo Rivera is now telling people the same thing that I've been telling you for a long time now about Stephen Miller. He's running the White House when it comes to a lot of things. It's not Donald Trump, it's Stephen Miller. And this kind of remigration stuff, man, this is in Stephen Miller's wheelhouse. All right, so a Trump supporter had a business, has a roofing company, and some people called ICE and reported that he had illegals working for him. And they got busted. And five workers from the roofing company in Florida were apprehended by ICE agents. So here's this, you know, Trump supporter. And some people call and they call ICE and they bust him. So I don't know why these people were arrested if Trump is supposed to not be arresting some people who work for companies. But the government is aiming, well, I should say, the Trump administration is trying to deport more than a million immigrants in this year alone. And Stephen Miller just went on a recent rant with ICE agents saying, you got to go in there, you got to go to the Lowe's, you got to go to the Home Depot, you got to go to Lowe's, you got to go to 7-Elevens, you got to go find these people, you got to get them, we've got to get the deportations up. But again, if you're working for a company, you're free to work there. But this guy who's a Trump supporter, man, he totally got busted. So the question is, you know, why does this seem like it's a problem that is a problem with Democrats, conservatives, Trump supporters hire illegal people? I mean, this is a fact right here. So this is not just something that liberals do. Conservatives, Republicans, Trump supporters are also hiring illegal people. So why the big criticism of everybody who's illegal if the very supporters of Donald Trump are hiring illegal people too? Let's go to Bob in Tarrytown. Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Bob.
The comment, I'd like to thank you for accepting calls from people who don't agree with you or try to point out something that you may say that wasn't right.
You're welcome.
Unlike the gentleman that's on WWL before you.
Well, look, we don't ever criticize anybody else on this show because people get wrong impressions about people on the air.
Okay, so. Well, I'll take that back, though. But I just get upset because you don't let people talk online. But the question is this. If the people that's undocumented aliens come over to the country to find jobs, if those jobs weren't available, then they wouldn't come over. Why not arrest the people, the farmers and the managers of these companies and plants, instead of the people that come? Because if they didn't have a job here, they wouldn't even come over in the first place.
I have said that countless times, that it is also conservatives, it's also Trump supporters who create the market for illegals to come here and get jobs. And I just mentioned proof of it with a roofing company in Florida.
Yes.
And it's interesting that, you know, people, I guess, didn't like the fact that this guy was hypocritical. He's a big Trump supporter and his roofing company is hiring illegals. So they busted him and ICE came in and took his workers away. And he said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to replace them. Tough luck, dude.
Well, if you have a law that say, hey, you will be arrested if you hire undocumented aliens, because there's no such thing as illegal aliens, undocumented or documented.
I don't know the answer.
Aliens.
I don't know why people who hire illegals are not arrested. I don't know the answer to that. It's a great question, Bob. But I think it's because secretly there are conservatives, there are Republicans, there are people who support the president who are hiring illegal workers, and they don't want to be touched. They want to continue with their businesses. And the hotel industry and the agriculture industry in California said, hey, you're going to ruin our business if you start arresting all the illegals. And so Trump said, okay, I won't do it.
Yeah. Donald Trump built Trump Towers with undocumented.
Well, I don't know that for a fact, but I think there's a good possibility.
Well, you know what? They had proved it. But anyway, thank you for putting up with me.
All right, Bob. You know, listen, you're not a problem. Some people are. You're not a problem. Janice, how are you today?
Yes, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful.
It's good. I'm glad to hear it, and your voice is real good. Yeah, I'm glad you got to do your show today. I'm glad that baseball ended.
Yeah, baseball thing ruined our show. No, listen, I enjoyed the game as long as it was on.
Yeah. Listen, I saw something just now that has me a little upset.
Yeah.
Now, okay. First of all, this is very contradictory. Because first, I'm seeing here, okay, the Trump administration is denying... It's denying the report of new VA hospital rules. Okay, so it's denying that, supposedly. But then I'm seeing that Trump issued an executive order himself to change the rules, and that's to let the VA doctors deny care to Democrats or unmarried veterans. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, male, female, gay, straight, or trans. If you've been in the military and you did that for our country, you should not be denied care.
I agree.
So I don't know what's going on here. I just hope that's not, I don't know. I just don't know if it's true or not, but I just know what I'm saying.
No, I'll look for that, Janice. I hadn't heard that, but
I sent you an email.
Okay, we got it. Okay,
I sent you some, but I hope it's not true. I hope it's fake news.
Well, let's go to Ian. Janice, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Ian with an update on that.
It's kind of true. The VA hospital's medical staff have never been able to discriminate against patients based on race, age, color, sex, religion, national origin, politics, their marital status, or disability. In the new set of rules, several of those groups are no longer on that list, including national origin, politics, and marital status.
Politics. So if you're a Democrat, they could refuse.
I don't think that the executive order mandates that a VA physician would not provide service to a Democrat or an unmarried veteran. But those protected statuses have been removed from the list of groups that those physicians must treat.
This is the epitome of hate. A veteran. See, what Trump is doing is he's saying you don't have a right to be a Democrat.
Exactly.
You serve in our military, but you don't have a right to be a Democrat. So if you need treatment from a VA center, it's possible that if they want to, they can withhold service. That is atrocious.
Trying to disappear the opposition party in this way is fascism chapter two.
Well, and also adding to that, Ian, is this idea that Trump wants to target cities run by Democrats.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to get into this another day. But there are cities that are run by. In fact, I read from a credible source that crime is increasing at a greater rate in cities with Republican mayors than in cities with Democrat mayors. I know that's one report, but it does shed light on this idea that, you know, just because a city's run by a Democrat, you know, most major cities are run by Democrats. It's just the nature of the urban vote. And that's just the way that's the way it works. But it doesn't mean that all of them are bad. It doesn't mean that all of them are soft on crime. It doesn't mean that all of them want to defund the police, because most of them don't. And ICE is going to now, the idea that President Trump is ordering ICE to go after illegals in blue cities more than other cities is wrong. And it basically says you don't have a right to be a Democrat. Well, then why do you have a right to be a Republican? Because the dictator is in office? I mean, again, if it walks like a dictator, if it talks like a dictator, it's Trump. I'm not saying he's a dictator. I'm really not. But I'm saying that there are a lot of words and actions that point to this man having the mind of a dictator. And this is atrocious. All right, we've got to get to a break here. When we come back, I know we've got some calls to get to, but I really want to talk about this child grooming law that is now a crime. It's a crime to groom a child for sexual favors or for having sex with a child. It's child grooming. It's grooming. And I know you're familiar with the term, but I'll define it for you based on this new law in Louisiana. Look, I think this is a good law as long as we don't take it too far. And I'll talk about that when we come back. But it's really pretty simple when you think about it. When you think about adults and kids, it's pretty simple. Yeah, you just keep your hands. Leave the kids alone. We had to play that song coming out. Hey, teacher. Leave those kids alone. Well, it's not the teachers. All right, so child grooming, we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, more of your calls coming up. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I guarantee you, there are even guys in pickup trucks who are singing this song right now. It's one of those songs you hate to admit you like. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow, 82 years old today. Wow. You know, I remember I met Barry Manilow very early in my career. And he signed a picture. I said, would you sign this picture to my wife? And he signed the picture to my wife. And he said, I really like your husband. Signed, Barry Manilow. What the hell? I didn't know back then. I was just kind of young and naive and had no idea. Anyway, yeah. Barry Manilow, 82 years old today. There is a new law in Louisiana, and it is involving child grooming. It's now a crime in Louisiana, and Governor Landry has signed it. This is a good law, as long as we don't go too far with it. It is the inspiration of Louisiana Senator Pat Connick, who is personally touched by this because his son-in-law was a victim of sexual abuse. And he talked to Tommy this morning on Tommy's show. So legally defined, the act of grooming is pursuing an intimate relationship with a child under the age of 17 by means of seduction, emotional manipulation, threats, promises, coercion, enticement, isolation, or extortion with the specific intent to commit a sex offense against the minor. I love that. That's cool. That's great. But there may be some problems enforcing this because you would have to do it before the child is actually hurt. That's going to be one of the challenges. Before anything actually happens to the child, you want to catch a person before they do something to a child. So if they show signs of grooming a child, and again, I just read the signs of grooming a child, you could be arrested. But what I don't want to happen is, you know, there was an innocent time in this country when people just had fun and had fun with kids and didn't do anything wrong. And now even kids are so aware of something that, you know, children used to be able to sit on your lap. And I'm serious. And there was nothing wrong. You know, not every man is perverted. Some are, but not every man's perverted. And, you know, there was a time when there was an innocence that was respected when it comes to a relationship with a younger person. You know, sometimes young people look up to you and they want to mirror you. They want to shadow you. I guess that's the best way to say it. And there are things, I mean, when I was on B97 in the mid-80s, I mean, teenagers loved me. In fact, some of you used to be teenagers and now you're adults listening, which is really cool. But teenagers loved me. And, you know, I mean, I would get albums for teenagers. If I could do something for teenagers in my neighborhood, I would. But there was just never anything malicious about that. I mean, I never thought about anything other than, hey, you know what? These are my listeners. I'm doing something for my listeners. And, you know, they all appreciated it. But today, if somebody does that, it's going to be perceived differently. And that's not fair. So I hope when it comes to grooming, I hope people don't get arrested or questioned even. And I hope their reputations are not damaged by some innocent action that is taken toward a child. And I think you all know what I mean by that. And I'm not talking about anything, you know, malicious or anything that is fitting the definition of grooming a child. But there are going to be some people who are going to be so keenly aware of this that they might go overboard in saying, oh, that person, they're grooming that child. When in reality, it's just an adult. I mean, adults should be able to be nice to kids. You know, you don't want kids to hate adults. You don't want kids to think that adults are mean people. So I just hope it never gets to the point where some adult has their reputation ruined because somebody thought they were grooming a child when they were just being nice to the child. But having said that, you know, if it comes down to manipulation or threats or promises or enticement or, you know, extortion, things that are just definitive, then yeah, you know, let's get that person before they do something wrong. All right, I've got to get to a break, so I apologize. If you're on hold, please hang in there because we're going to get to your calls here. And we do have a lot more still to come in the next hour. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1959, Liberace won his libel case against the Daily Mirror at the High Court in London. Afterwards, he said, quote, I cried all the way to the bank. The paper published an article claiming that Liberace was homosexual. And Liberace had not come out. But he was a homosexual. So how did they win the case? I mean, there would have been information somewhere that he was a homosexual. But Liberace won the case because the Daily Mirror published an article about him being a homosexual. He was a homosexual. I don't know how they won, but they did. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back on WWL. All right, running late this hour, so we're going to do the Tuesday text off coming up in the next hour. Also, we're going to talk about Trump Mobile. It's a new mobile company. You can get the T1. It's a Trump smartphone, and then Trump's got the service for you. So we'll tell you all about it. Not everything seems to be disclosed here, but we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll continue some of the conversations that we have been having. And if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls and more of your texts are coming up. If you missed it, LSU won. LSU, even though they were behind after the first part of the first inning last night, LSU came back today in a rain-delayed game, beat UCLA. They play again tomorrow night. We'll be right back on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.